We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Raiders and Bengals.
I picked the Raiders. And I also picked the Raiders, and I made this my lock. Oh. So this counts double.
What?
I'm not any good at this.
Who day? The Bengals.
Yeah, see, I took the Bengals as well. And Foyer, I put the Bengals as my lock.
I know.
Oh, this competition could very well be over in the first game.
Derek Carr and the Raiders? Listen, they're playing for the ghost of Al Davis.
Well, that's what it sounded like on Friday. We did our picks to the NFL playoff pick contest where the loser has to do a polar plunge in the Borat Mankini, which I don't think I want any part of that. By the way, it is a Patriots Monday. Normally we talk to Mac Jones. We will not be talking to Mac today. We'll talk to Matthew Slater.
Just the captains.
Instead, just the captains are speaking today, apparently. We'll hear from him. We're waiting to hear what time, maybe the next hour, hour and a half, we'll talk to one Matthew Slater. But just to recap where we are quickly, because it's a game I want to dive into here. I ended up going 4-1 in the five games so far. I have the Rams tonight. Fitzy went 4-1 with the Cardinals tonight, and Christian went 3-2 with the Cardinals tonight. But unfortunately, because of the locks, right now the standings are Fitzy and I at 5-1 and Foyer at 3-3 because of the locks. So if the Rams win tonight, because you two are the Cardinals, I'm in a good spot.
You're 4-2 right now?
I'm 5-1.
5-1.
Fitzy's 5-1. You are 3-3. You and Fitzy have the Cardinals. I have the Rams. I would love for the Rams to win and just separate and put this thing away.
See, Fitzy can actually be 6-1 with a win. It would make me, 4-3, and then you would be 5-2, which is catchable.
It would tighten up.
If the Cardinals
win, the thing is tight.
The locks are really important here.
Oh, the locks are important, and it's huge. I had the Bengals, you had the Raiders. I mean, talk about stress. That game could have went anywhere. It was probably the only good game of the weekend.
It was ending just like I thought it was going to end, right?
The Raiders,
again, they've been doing this for the last four games, like finding a way to get a win. Sure enough, they march all the way down there. It's fourth and goal, right? And freaking Derek Carr throw not an incomplete pass, not a tip pass. He throws it into double coverage, throws a pick to a linebacker.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was beautiful. I needed that W. Now tonight, we'll see what happens. We all had the 49ers in this football game against the Dallas Cowboys. I don't even know where to begin with this Cowboys game. Of course, maybe begin at the ending of this thing.
Okay.
The fact that with 14 seconds left on 2nd and 1 with no timeouts, you call a quarterback sneak.
A draw, and
I understand that, like, you know, people are upset with the referees. But this was a mess. That was an awful play call. It looked like, and I know afterwards McCarthy sat there and said, we've been running this play all week. Or we've been running it all year, I should say. It looked like they had never run it before. Because you mentioned, you know, we're talking about off the air. Like if you're Dak Prescott, you've got to pop up and give that ball to the ref
so he can
spot it, not the center.
Yep, he's run. Yeah, he gave the ball to the center. It was chaos. It looked like nobody knew what was going on. And if you didn't know the rules, you would think the ref really screwed up. Okay, you would think the ref really screwed up because he gives the ball to, first of all, they call a draw with 18 seconds left and no timeouts. No timeout, so they have to spike it just to kind of keep themselves alive. Hands the ball to the center. The center puts the ball down. The ref runs in, knocks over Dak Prescott, not to the ground, but bumps into him, and then he sets the ball. Then he moves it. Then he moves it again. So he moves it twice. Then he sets it. So the time's gone.
But, I mean, if you run that play all the time, like Mike McCarthy said, isn't that one message like, hey, after this play, find the ref, give him the ball, he's got to spot it. And if you see him running, clear a path, you know, and hand it off to him like he's a running back. Man, people thought, oh, the ref was too late to the play. Yeah, well, whatever. If they didn't set a block in the screen, like if Prescott in the center were keeping the ref, if you'd have to run through both of them and fall down, basically, if they just handed it to him, he probably would have put it down. They would have spiked it with at least a second left.
Can you imagine?
Like, it looked like they'd never run it before.
Yeah, if you could just hand the ball to the center all the time. Hey, here, see, in the just center gets it. To spot the ball, yeah. Like wherever he wants. Wherever.
The other thing, too, is I'm pretty sure that if you go back and look at it, if they had just snapped the ball to Dak and ran a play.
Oh, instead of trying to spike it at
the end.
I
think they would have given it the snap. I think they would have given him that play. You know what I mean? Because it was that close to where, like, you know, they snapped it at, like, one. I think the ball was in his hands before it hit zero. But then he stands up and he spikes it, which takes another second kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, snapping the ball and spiking it takes a second. Maybe two. I don't even know. But I do think if they just had, like, another play involved. And quite frankly, why not just throw a Hail Mary from where you were with 14 seconds to go?
Well, their problem was,
you probably got another shot at it, don't you?
Their problem was they thought they had enough time to call a running play, okay? Well, so in the middle of the field, not at the end, not at the sidelines where you can, hey, you know what? Oh, my God, time, jump out of bounds. No, it's like throwing a passing play in the middle of the field. Like, you just don't do it. You want to hit the sideline so the guy can at least go out of bounds. So they run a draw with 18 seconds left and no timeouts. How does Dak know how much time is left? They have no idea how much time is left. And then just the execution of getting everybody
so
lined
bad.
Up and then snapping the ball, like, you know, that's just not enough time. It's not enough time. But I have a feeling that wasn't the worst play in that game.
No, it wasn't. And that's the funny thing. It's like, you know, I know after the game, everybody wants to blow the ref, blame the refs, rather. And it's they don't want to do that at all. They want to blame the refs. But it's like the worst play of that game actually happened earlier in the fourth quarter. Did you see? So on fourth and five, Dallas Cowboys actually complete a pass on a fake punt.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was a beautiful play.
Yeah,
right?
It was a great
punter
play.
Brian
yeah.
Anger.
Beautiful. They threw a beautiful pass. They got it. And it was outstanding. It's like, okay, bring the offense back. Here we go. We're going to drive down the field. We're going to try to score, make this a game. No, no, no. Mike McCarthy leaves the punt team on the field. And this is kind of what it sounded like.
Anger with the fake. The pass is caught. It's caught for the first down. The Cowboys once again, and John Fossil able to come up with the trickery, and C.J. Goodwin hauls it in, and the Cowboys hurry to the line.
And that's what we said last time. I was like, they're not actually punting yet, Jim. When I told you that, I'm like, when they send Fossil and he sends a special teams unit out, that just means, are they going to fake it again?
Yeah, look at this. They keep the unit out
fake
there.
Fake it again, Tony?
And that Goodwin lined up as a receiver.
They're trying to get you to take a timeout. I've seen this. They're trying to get the defense just to steal a timeout.
Anger in the slot.
The punt team's on the field.
Oh, well, the punter is the receiver.
So now they're going to send it out. So
and now McCarthy's like, screw it.
You get a scramble. I'm Kyle Shanahan. I got all my guys out here. Let's say the punt team and a bunch of people.
Now the offense is back on the field.
It's like, you've got to take a timeout. They're going to run a play. He wisely doesn't.
Well, you go into a game when John Fossil's the special teams coordinator on the other side. You know that fake is always a possibility. That's the fourth time this year.
And they get a delay game. I mean, unbelievable. So, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but they run a fake punt. They get it. They lead the punt team out there. Like, Romo's like, are they going to fake it again? No, it's first and 10. What do you mean they're going to fake it again? Oh, they're trying to get Shanahan to call a timeout. Shanahan's on the sideline looking across the field going, dude, you don't have a quarterback on the field.
He was smoking a
cigarette.
You
don't have an offensive line on the field. I'm not calling a timeout. Run a play. Let's see. You got your punter in the slot. Let's see what you guys come up with.
See, the beauty of this play is similar to Patriots, Seahawks in the Super Bowl, where Bill was just kind of sitting on the sideline, just hanging out, and Shanahan with his defense out on the field, and they were just in a base front, and none of those guys were even moving. And the poor punter was going, motioning left to right, left to right, left to right. And still, the defense didn't adjust.
Nobody moved.
He lined up in the backfield.
Yeah, nobody moved.
And then he moved to the left.
Yeah. So then, like,
he was in the slot.
So now there's like 20 seconds left in the play clock, and McCarthy's like, ah, screw it. You know what? They didn't bite. Like, it's first and 10. Why are you trying to get him to bite?
Yeah, but John,
just get on the ball and go down the field. So they bring the offense back on the field. The problem is, once you sub, the referee stands over the ball again.
By the
and
way,
now
the
he's got to allow the defense to sub. So by the time the referee allows the offense to actually snap the ball, the play clock's at 1 second, and they get a delay of game. And you're like, dude, what are you? You just got a first down, a fake punt. You're trying all of that to try to get San Fran to burn a timeout.
They were trying to snap the kicking ball also. That nice pristine orange ball.
The whole thing.
And so they got to throw, and then at that point they're like, all right, respot the ball. And the referee's like, hold on.
The fact is that John Fossil, the special teams coach for the Dallas Cowboys, they kept panning to the sideline where Fossil was almost like saying to Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Cowboys, trust me, no, we're good.
Watch this. I'm going to give him a call timeout.
Okay. No, be patient. It's going to work. Now watch this. And then like you say, oh, crap, screw it.
So then the
running back who was the up back for the Cowboys, he was playing wide receiver. So he doesn't even know they decided to sub out.
Yeah, he subbed out late.
He's not moving. He doesn't want to get a procedural penalty. They yell at him. He's like, what? He sprints to the sideline.
That's why you rip Mike McCarthy, right? And you know, the fact that Dak Prescott, after the game, do we have this? Like, goes up to the podium after all of these mistakes. By the way, he wasn't good in this game at all. And he says this after the game.
Dak, what do you think about the fans throwing your balls on the field there at the very end? Did you see that? I think one of them even hit Tank Barnes.
No, I didn't see that. That's sad. I mean, you're talking about a team. You're talking about men that come out each and every day of their lives and give everything to the sport, give everything to this game of football. Nobody wants to succeed more than we want to succeed. I understand fans and the word fan for fanatic. I get that. But to know everything that we put into this day in and day out, try our hardest. Nobody comes in the game wanting or expecting to lose. And for people to react that way when you're supposed to be a supporter, and be with us through thick and thin, that's tough.
I believe they were aiming at the referees.
Yeah. They were at the referees. Well,
credit to them then. Credit to them.
Cowboy fans throwing water balls in the field to refs to hit Dallas Cowboy players. He's credit to them. Like, to me, Dak Prescott screwed that play up because he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He did not play a good game at all. They're trying fake punts. Like, you can blame the refs.
The punt was great.
But the fake punt's great, but leaving the punt on the team on the field to get a timeout from the team is stupid. You can blame the refs all you want. It wasn't on the refs. The refs did the right thing.
Yeah, they did.
So everyone's pissed off about the refs at the play after the fake punt not leaving the field. They did the right thing. Same thing at the end of the game. They did the right thing. You didn't. And you guys, Dallas fans are going to rip the refs for this one?
No, because they didn't know. Because initially, it looked like the refs got in Dak Prescott's way. The refs slowed him down. The refs, like, just screwed up the whole execution of that sequence. But, like, a bigger picture, when you look at, like, Jerry Jones and, like, the Dallas Cowboys and their leadership and their skill. So, Mike McCarthy is 18-15 in two seasons without one playoff win. Don't you think it's time for like a change there? Like
it's time for a change.
So Brian Flores is getting fired for a winning record. Joe Judge, really, none of them are doing anything good. I would not be surprised if, for some way, shape, or form, that whole crew, that whole coaching staff, was fired and replaced with somebody else. Wouldn't be surprised. 14 penalties, the most penalized team in the NFL. That is 100% coaching. It's 100% coach. You can't blame it on anybody else. Poorly disciplined teams are usually the byproduct of poor coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it works, Lou. Right. You can't change it. You can't fiddle with it.
All right, let's get back to the calls. I know a lot of people still want to talk about the New England Patriots, which we will. We just needed to update our little contest.
So I'm in trouble.
You are in trouble so far. If the Rams win, you're in big trouble tonight. And also to talk about that Dallas game. If you want to comment on that, feel free. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Tim, what's going on, pal?
Gentlemen, I love calling the show. Hey, I just want to say I heard a lot of calls as I was doing my thing today on the road, and I heard people bashing, wanting to get rid of Belichick and stuff like that. They don't know how lucky they have it and had it for so many years. We've been fortunate, man. These guys did a phenomenal job for years. No other team in the country and in the NFL will ever have and do what, as long as I'm alive, will ever do what the New England Patriots have done. Take it every one year at a time. They have to rebuild now. You know what? Let's see. They did a great year this year. Belichick, I thought, did a good job with them. He's got some good pieces. Let's get some more pieces for him. And look at the Dallas Cowboys. That used to be America's team, since you had to make a comment on it. That used to be America's team. They've been a disaster, and they had such insane talent on the teams that they've had, Romo including. Look what happened, man. You guys have a good one.
All right, Tim, appreciate it. I would ask that question, like how long are you going to give the Patriots a free pass? Like, how long is everything just okay? That's all. I mean, and I understand it. Maybe after year two, I'm not saying you should be shredding, but people calling up saying Bill Belichick should be fired or move on, whatever. I'm not saying that at all, but I am. I'm really curious. It's been an amazing run. Like you just talked about, the 20 years are fantastic. So how long are you going to be patient with this team? Are you, how long will you allow this rebuild to take? Like this year, it seems like, you know, everyone's fine.
Seems like
everyone's
8 months.
Fine with this. No big
like
deal. 8 months. Okay, so next year. What,
you don't
next
think
year,
people are...
Next year, you're going to win a playoff game?
Are,
what do you have to do?
I think people are angry about this.
See, a lot of people
They're
are very
spoiled.
Patient.
When spoiled people don't get what they want, they have tantrums. They act out. They yell at people. They blame everybody else for their own predicament.
So well, you got one group that basically wants to fire Bill Belichick, and you got the other group that, you know, that's totally fine with it, and they're fine with the process because they've had 20 great years. So I'm curious maybe on that group. Like, how long are you willing to just be patient and accept it? And when you look at this year, is it a success? 617-779-7937. More on this Patriots game against the Bills Saturday night. A blowout up there in Buffalo. We'll do it next on Maloney and Fourier.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, going to the break, I asked a simple question. How long, basically, are you going to be patient with this rebuild? Because, Fourier, before we dove into that Cowboys game, you kind of asked about, like, you know, how far before a real contender.
Yeah.
Right? How long is it going to take? You know, how far away are they from being a legitimate championship contender? When you start looking around the league, it seems like they're far away from the Buffalo Bills right now, given what we saw on Saturday.
Woo!
Right?
I tell you what, think about it. Okay,
so how long is it going to take, and how patient will you be with
it? Well, okay, how long will it take? Longer than anyone thinks, because let's just think about just the division. Okay, we know what Buffalo looks like. They're not going anywhere. Josh Allen is easily one of the top 2 to 3 talents in the NFL. He ain't going anywhere. You're going to have to deal with this guy on a regular basis. What do you think Miami's going to do? You think they're just going to sit there and stick with Tua Tagovailoa? You think they're going to bring some chump coach in there? No, they're going to go out and get Deshaun Watson or another high-level quarterback.
I'm not so sure.
Now you're
going
to have – well, my point is, like, the division is getting tougher.
Just because of
it
Buffalo,
is.
Though. I'm not ready to go to the other two teams. I don't know where Miami's going.
So Miami, it beat you twice, Lou.
I know, but I'm not worried.
Okay, you're acting like it's the same old Miami Dolphins. They beat you on a regular basis. They're not intimidated by you. I'm just saying, if the Dolphins upgrade their quarterback position, which we all know matters, hey, you're trying to upgrade your quarterback position. So even if you slowly develop Mac Jones, this 10-7 record that you have, maybe 9-8, and you maybe still be building something, okay, but you're still not in the playoffs. So how long will this rebuild take? Well, tell me what the other teams in the division are doing. Does Miami suddenly get Deshaun Watson? Well, then you're screwed. Mac Jones, okay, can you hurry up and get better and faster and stronger really quick? Probably not. I mean, come on, like, what are we talking about here? Like, the Jets played better. They're not going to be a doormat, and they're going to be better. That's
See,
all I'm saying.
The only thing is, again, we go back to like the free agent spending they had in the offseason, right? So now that you've got a rookie quarterback, now is when you need to take advantage of the amount of money he makes. And you should be able to go out there and spend. But you spent last year. You know what I mean? And so you go into the offseason, you say, okay, J.C. Jackson made, what, $3.5 million last year? So do I want him back? Because even on the franchise tag, I got to give him another, what, $14, $15 million, even on the franchise tag. So will you have the ability financially to actually reap the benefits of having a rookie quarterback given the amount of money you spent last offseason and what you may have to spend just to bring back J.C. Jackson. Because, so the answer is probably, yeah, you're probably 3 years away. Two, 3 years away. And that's kind of being generous. And that's if you hit some stuff.
I always used to laugh.
Given the competition you see around you.
This is what it takes. It's a grind. It's long. It's drawn out. Like, it's not gonna, you're not just gonna flip the switch and like you're good again. Like you're the old Patriots. Like it's a constant reminder of how Brady was able to elevate everybody and may even make your worst deficiencies and your biggest liabilities no longer issues. That's what he did. Well, that's what he did.
There's no question about it. But, you know, you need, because I saw a poll like, you know, next year in the draft or next year, what's your focus? Number one wide receiver. I think you need one.
I don't want a rookie.
I think you need one.
I don't want a rookie.
Well, I'll take a rookie in the draft. I'll dive back in.
You think you're going to trust, hey, can the Pittsburgh Steelers pick our wide receivers? Because you let the Steelers do it, I think we're going to get a good one.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm diving.
They can't do it.
I'm not going to sit there and say, I missed on N'Keal Harry. I'm never diving in again.
Lou.
While the Jamar Chases of the world, the Justin Jeffersons of the world,
Sorry,
Debo
buddy.
Samuels, and all these guys are popping up through the draft.
Jalen Waddles. Nope.
I'm not.
They
no,
will
dive
never
back in.
Draft a wide receiver. Think about it. N'Keal Harry was the first guy, like, since in like years, like 20-something
years.
Yeah,
and we'll dive more into like the whole like free agency and what's it going to take to get out
no
of
way.
Aguilar's deal or Jonnu Smith's deal or whatever. But the idea of having a rookie quarterback is to be able to spend on free agents and bring them in.
That's your
and time. I almost feel like you spent last offseason and you sort of locked in on a few guys. You know, year two is, now that money's still guaranteed. But you need speedy linebackers. You need to get younger at linebackers and find impact there. And apparently, I don't know if you missed on Uche. I don't know, because he couldn't play this year. Again, you're going to invest another $14 million on a guy like, you know, J.C. Jackson. If McCourty leaves, do you have a free safety? I know you got some strong ones who can hit, you know, corners. I mean, you got to revamp a defense. And that's why I say next year, maybe, you know, knowing Bill, I think he addresses defense. And he sort of says, okay, offensively, we are what we are. You know, but if our defense is better, we grow offensively. So, you know, we'll just kind of improve that way. So then hopefully you hit on some defenses, some linebackers, some corners, some safeties. And then maybe at some point you address maybe a wide receiver. And then, so it takes 2 or 3 years, and that's things going well, like drafting like you did this past year. It's going to take a while.
It's going to take
longer.
It'll
always be a playoff chance.
I do not think this organization, not even this fan base, is patient. I don't think they're patient. You've never had to wait for anything. Anything. Everything's always been provided. The biggest question.
Well, this generation of Patriot fans. Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, it's 20.
People
that
actually followed the team in the early 90s and 80s.
Those people are dead. Well, they're like, honest to God, Lou, they're dead.
They're not all
dead.
They're dead.
Or they're like literally like trying to figure out if they should, you know, put their food in a straw, in a cup, and just drink it out of a straw.
Those people are my age when they were 13, 14 watching the Pats.
You weren't watching the Pats when you were 13 or 14.
Well, that's 80s, 15.
Yeah.
Well, no, because they were blacked out, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I was watching a lot of Giants and Washington and Dallas games.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, but it's going to take a little bit because there are a lot of holes. Would I like to see them dive into a wide receiver in the first round? Sure. What was the biggest problem with this football team here? Was it the wide receivers? I mean, because I'd like to see them find out what they have in Mac Jones and give him that weapon. But they got to rebuild the entire defense other than the front four.
And that's kind of my point. So you tell me. So after watching that game, seeing the Bills twice, like seeing what they've done to you the last two times when you didn't have the weather as a gift, as a major ally, like – how far are you really from being a championship caliber
I think you're
team?
Far away.
So if because I would say that Buffalo, that's the ceiling. Like great coaches, and maybe that's it. Maybe both their offensive and defensive coordinators are gone. Solidified, bona fide stud at quarterback, and an organization has finally kind of found all the pieces. Like, how long do you think it'll take you to get to that level?
Well, yeah, and this is why I've said before that like I never, you know, last year or whatever it was, I don't think Bill's ever going to win a Super Bowl or go to one. And it wasn't like, oh, you hate Bill. No, it's just reality. It takes a while. Like, you've got a good quarterback. I don't know how good he – I don't know how great he is. You got a guy that can play, but he's not Josh Allen. He's not Joe Burrow. He's not Pat Mahomes. I don't think he's Justin Herbert. So you got to surround him with a great team. You know, and how far away are you from – surrounding him with that great defense, like a shutdown defense, you know, fast linebackers. Bill likes to draft these big dudes and stop the run. You know, you know, we sit there and make fun of Buffalo's linebackers. Oh, you can't stop the run. They're just too fast. Run right through them. No, that team can cover, even without Tre'Davious White. So how long are you, how far away are you surrounding a quarterback that isn't as good as some of these great ones? Because your team around him has got to be that much better than the other teams, right? How long does that take? I mean, do you think Mac is going to be in that category of those four guys I just mentioned? I don't.
Is it crazy to say that if you just base it on the quarterback, just use the quarterback as your ceiling? Because that really, in my opinion, you know, dictates how good you're really going to be. Josh Allen is can single-handedly win you games by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So will your quarterback ever come close to being what he is in his fourth year? Josh Allen's fourth year, right? Okay, he's already signed. They already gave him his extension, okay? He hasn't finished with his, you know, his rookie contract.
He's not going to do it like Allen. He would have to look differently.
No, but I'm just saying,
get a number one
will
guy.
He be capable of doing the same thing? See with Allen,
carry a team, though.
Carry a team by yourself.
No, the guy's different.
Okay.
Allen's different.
So then you're never going to do it then. If we've already identified Josh Allen as the second coming of the best quarterback this division has seen really since Tom Brady, or the conference in that matter, like you line him up with the best young quarterbacks in the league, it's Patrick Mahomes and it's Josh Allen.
Well, you got to improve your defense.
And we'll see those two play this weekend.
You got to improve your defense, and you hope that your offense improves to the point where you can kind of hang with them.
Yeah, but that's Buffalo Bills defense is the best defense in the league. It's literally one of the best defenses in all the categories. So suddenly, like, you're sitting there going, okay, well, our defense was – look at the defense. The Pats defense, that's the number two ranked scoring defense in the league. Top five in all the categories.
Yeah, because they held bad teams to 8 points. Half the league, half the schedule, they held bad teams to 7, 8 points.
Is that you're farther – it's almost unattainable. You hope – you're going to need him to have an injury in order to take advantage, and then you're going against Mitchell Trubisky.
I don't know if it's like that. Like, you can't beat Josh. I'm not ready to put Josh Allen in that category. I think
Why?
He's a special quarterback.
Were these games? Because my thing was like,
so you
no
think
way.
He's going to win the Super Bowl? Is that special? He's going to walk through the rest of the AFC?
I think he's got just as good a chance as anybody.
I do too, but I don't think he's like unbeatable.
Or is he just good against
the
Patriots?
You're making it sound like he's unbeatable.
No, I'm saying that he has whatever you want to call it, that it factor, that holy cow, this is what greatness looks like.
No, I understand. And a lot of people say, well, those other quarterbacks you're talking about, like Allen's got Diggs, you know, Burrow's got Chase, you know, and Mahomes has got Kelsey and Hill and, you know, Herbert, whatever. I know they haven't made the playoffs yet, but still, Williams, Allen, Eckler, okay. So you want to sit there and say, well, once Mac gets his guy, okay, it's not easy to find the guy either, though. Like, so go in the draft, get lucky and get hit on a great wide receiver like Ja'Marr Chase. Okay. But until that happens, or go out and a wide receiver in a free agency, which I never see them doing, in free agency, going out and finding like that number one outside wide receiver, because those are the guys that get paid. Can they find a slot guy? Sure, they can do that. Outside? No. So it's got to be through the draft. So it's not just as simple as like, well, they've got, yeah, but I know Chase ain't going anywhere for a while, which means Burrow's going to be great. Like, these guys aren't, you know, they're not going anywhere for a while.
Well, watch, you know, Josh Allen go out against Kansas City and throw three picks.
Well, I think the first four teams, I think the four teams left are the right four teams in the AFC. Let's go to Alex in Connecticut, who's talking about how patient he might be or how long it might take. Go ahead, Alex.
Christian, you're going to hate me.
Okay.
But guess what?
What's up?
Lou, dude, I grew up with you, dude, playing Legion Baseball. I envied you, dude. Anyways, besides that, you're wrong. But I feel like that 10 years is probably going to take 10 years because there's no way they're going to find someone else. There's no way. How? Trade? Who's going to take the quarterback? He's not that good, honestly.
Okay, so I'm confused by Alex.
There's a lot. He praised you. So, he envied you.
So 10 years because Mac's not the guy and they got to find another guy?
That's what he was saying. We have to find the guy, which you only say that about the quarterback for.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not so sure Mac's a 10-year second contract quarterback. I hope he is. Are you sure he's a second-year contract?
No.
Second contract guy? I mean, that's like 35. We know what that contract looks like.
Yeah. That's $220 million over 7 years. That's what that is.
Yeah,
and
so
by the time his fifth year comes around, it'll probably be closer to $300 million.
And honestly, like I said, we're 2.5 hours into the show. I haven't really talked about Mac Jones in that football game.
We should do that.
And we said that, like, you know, Friday. Like, Pats could lose, and it could have nothing to do with Mac Jones. Because we were mostly concerned about the defense. And I know he threw a couple of picks. The second one maybe was on him. But he looked like he was one of the few players that actually was ready to play that game. You know, why they didn't give him an opportunity to do it early and after that first pick, run, punt in that second possession, I have no idea. But I thought Mac was pretty good in that. So we'll see next year what he can become. But there's a lot of, I don't know if he's a second contract guy, though. Let's go to Mike, who seems to be very patient with this team. Mike, what's going on out in the air?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mike?
So I look at it this way. Bill still has his program in place. They still played like Patriots this year. I think every game except for a couple, they were competitive. So unless they take a huge step back next year, I'd like to see them at least in the AFC Championship game by 4 years after Brady. I mean, they let the greatest player in the history of the game leave. I think we're a little too conditioned to what the greatest player in the history of the game looks like.
See,
I think people calling for Bill to be fired is ridiculous.
Nobody's calling for Bill to be fired.
Well, there's
nobody.
There are.
Who's calling for Bill to be fired?
We had one guy, Richard Natick. We had Jake saying he should go to Buffalo. He should go to Dallas. It should be a trade.
Trade himself to Buffalo.
Yeah, we had a lot of guys
You know what? The Patriots would like to announce
a
trade.
To me, that's just a perfect example. So we have this guy call up and say he's willing to be extremely patient with this team. And, you know, in 2 years, he wants him in an AFC title game.
That's possible. I would say realistically, that is the goal.
Is that realistic?
So is 3 years realistic? Yes.
It's not easy to get to an AFC title game, but around here, you know, 4 years removed from Brady and 2 years from now, after looking at this roster and what happened on Saturday night, he's willing to be really patient and wants him in an AFC title game in 2 years. That's not really patient. And I think we're about to learn the lesson of that. Of what other teams in the league go through.
It's
building a roster, having a good team. All of a sudden, next year, Mac Jones gets hurt, and he misses the last 4 weeks of the season. You roll into playoffs with no quarterback, you know, or don't make the playoffs. Like, it is a grind. And that's all I'm saying. Like, I don't think people around here are willing to be as patient as maybe as it will be.
No, and that's why, you know, the whole narrative is, was it a success? Was it a successful season? They make it to the playoffs. They lose in the first round, embarrassingly so. And suddenly it's like, failure. This sucked. This team is terrible. They got lucky. Look at them. Well, I guess they're the only lucky ones in the NFL. All the other teams are unlucky, right? You're the only lucky one.
My thing, when I look at the season, I have a tough time calling it a success, even though you had your first very good draft in years.
Yeah.
And you have a quarterback that you found that could maybe play in this game. But as we mentioned before, you had a good draft, you signed some free agents, you spent a lot of money, and a lot of them worked. But we go back to how this was one of the most poorly coached Patriots teams we've seen under Bill Belichick. And maybe it's position coach, how green they are and everything else. So I look at it and I say, I have a hard time watching like 8-9 games this year, not recognizing them, and thinking that's a success. Because they played fundamentally poor football. So I felt like last year getting that team to win 7 games was a success.
That was a huge accomplishment.
They had a 4-win roster.
Yes.
But
it was an accomplishment.
Year, you know, with the draft and the free agents.
So things are looking up.
And to play football 9 weeks, including the Saturday night and 3 of the last 4 and 5 of the first 6 and not recognize them with uncharacteristic mistakes.
Oh, there it is. There's that word again.
If they were like better coached. And this isn't all on Bill. Again, the coordinators are green. That there probably should have been a win or two there. If you didn't get punts blocked 3 times this year that went the other way for 6. Like that's a hard time for me to sit there and call it a success. You talk about guys that want to get rid of Bill. We don't have him anywhere. Here's Mark in Portsmouth. Mark, what's going on? You're with Lou and Christian.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Just 2 points, but the main one, you broke the last break and said that, you know, how patient are we going to be? I'm kind of making that, how patient do we got to be with Bill? I think it's going to be a couple years, but I think they've, like you just said, it's his coaching staff, and he's allowed that. And if you go back to not putting Butler into the Super Bowl, that was supposed Butler did something with Belichick's son. Again, what are you picking here? During the free agency last year, the money they spent on Aguilar. Smith was probably more than they could have got Galladay for. And there's your prime wide receiver for your new quarterback.
He was awful.
I just think he just hasn't made any good. The N'Keal Harry pick, just because he knows the coach from Arizona. I think he's lost his fastball, if you ask me.
All right, Mark, listen, I'm not even going there. I mean, he had the best draft he's ever had. Signed for some free agents that played.
One of the best, yeah.
But for some reason, this team looked like it was poorly coached, which I don't even know if you can argue when you start going over some of the mistakes they made throughout the year. You know, they don't. But as far as the Buffalo Bills go, I once declared them frauds. I've kind of come off that the last few weeks because they changed the way they played. I mean, they started running the football. They were impressive in that second half against Tampa Bay. And I think they're a contender. I think they're running the ball. Josh Allen's running the ball more. Devin Singletary, he's running the ball more. One local guy in Boston still thinks they suck. You'll hear who that is. That's next. All right, welcome back to Maloney and Foray. The Patriots go down 47-17. Found themselves down 27-0. 27-3 at half.
Here comes the comeback.
Yeah, 33-3 through the third quarter, which is why I was surprised given the beatdown that they just put on the Patriots. That when I heard postgame live on NBC Sports Boston to hear Michael Hawley have these comments about this Buffalo Bills team.
I still don't think Buffalo is that good. They were that good against New England.
What?
I don't. She asked me about Buffalo and New England. This tells you about New England and Buffalo. Buffalo, the fact that they're not that good and they're able
they
to do that
are
to you.
Good.
They have beaten three playoff teams this year, two of them against two wins
and
against the Patriots.
They lost to the Jaguars.
They lost. So they got 12 wins, two against playoff teams.
I think you're overstating it. I got to pin it up. You think they're not good?
I think they played.
Yeah.
They played playoff teams this year, and they won two games against playoff teams.
They just won another one.
I don't know. The thought that they're not that good after watching that game, I think I don't know. Curran was actually talking more about it. How this team, what was it? The Patriots, was it 2018 when you didn't think they were that good in December, coming off those back-to-back losses, and they'd sort of discovered their running game. And it got them all the way to the Super Bowl.
Everybody picked the Chargers.
Yep.
Everybody
and it got them all right to the Super Bowl. And I think that this team kind of had a similar moment. You know, at halftime against the Tampa Bay Bucs, they were trash. The way they fought back in that game and made it a one-possession game, we were impressed. After losing the way you did the week before to New England, go play Tampa and be getting smoked at halftime to make that a ball game. But then after that game, all of a sudden Josh Allen went from running the ball 3 or 4 times a game to 10 or 12 times a game. All of a sudden, Devin Singletary, they were running the ball like 6, 7, 8 times a game with him.
Yeah.
And he started carrying the ball 20 times a game. And you know, effective running the football like he was against you. And they started running the ball the last 4 or 5 weeks. And they haven't lost since. It wasn't always pretty, but they sort of changed the way they look, which then opens up for this guy to be able to throw the ball.
I look at
they're
this.
They're a good football team.
No, they're a really good football team. Now, I would say I look at the other games. I look at because I heard this and I was thinking about the other games that they lost. Look at the Tennessee game. They actually had this game in their hands. Josh Allen slipped at the one on the quarterback. Slipped. Nobody touched him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wide open gap right there. The dude just slipped. Probably like, you know, just, you know, cursing the sky for not putting on longer cleats. But he slipped and the Tennessee Titans won because they've been winning more games. There was a string of games for the Tennessee Titans where they won like five or six games against playoff teams from last year. So they were good. We know they're good. Buffalo Bills will go into Kansas City, a team that they already beat Kansas City, and that'll be a track meet. That'll be interesting to see how they play now, because is it just that the Bills finally have the Patriots number? Like, they know how to beat the Patriots. Like, it's like the Patriots playing the Jets, or the Patriots playing the Bills, for that matter. You always beat the Bills.
Look at the rematch from last year. And I tell you, that's what we saw, I think, with that Kansas City team is what you're worried about. Because I thought Pittsburgh played an outstanding first half, and they were down 21-7. And then they got their doors blown off. You know what I mean? So it was just like that's what you see from that Chiefs team. You're right. That'll be a good game. And it'll be a nice little rematch, and we'll see. But I think that they're a good football team. And I think a lot of that had to do with kind of, you know, how they've sort of changed their approach offensively. Still a good defense team, and that's even without their best corner, who is hurt. All right, let's get back to some of these calls. Let's go to Shane in Baltimore wants Foray to calm down. I don't know about what, but let's hear it. Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah, I mean, are they good? Or were you entertained this season, Christian, or what?
Wait, so what do you mean? What do I need to calm down about?
I was entertained. We both were.
Well, I mean, listen to you, man. You sound ridiculous. You're like, the Jets, they're not doormats anymore. The Dolphins, they beat you. Oh, come on, man. Relax.
No. Okay, the question is, so you want me to calm down. Okay, so let's just say, fill in the blank for whatever coach you want. But next thing you know, the Dolphins get Deshaun Watson. It's not Tagovailoa, one read, throw the ball, run it. You have a bona fide superstar.
The Dolphins are a mess, Christian.
Oh, sure. You know what? You know what? Every team. Well, that's not the question, you knob. Shane, that's not the question. Of course I was entertained. Yes. Is that the goal? Then go watch a movie. Go watch a Netflix series if you just want to get entertained. Like, that's, of course I was entertained. It was a great year. They started off like crap. Okay. They made their way through it. But if you're only worried about just getting by and entertaining, then you know what? You're in the wrong city.
Well, he's in Baltimore. He should know.
I'm in Baltimore right now, yeah.
Okay. No. Well, then.
I mean, it could always be.
But you're a Boston fan, though, right? What are you doing calling from Baltimore?
Well, I'm taking a heavy weather avoidance class.
Okay, good.
I understand sports is about entertainment. And, you know, that we said that when they beat the Chargers, we were like, we might actually have a football season, right? Because there was a point where it would be like, you know, what's this team going to do, win six games? So, yeah, as far as that goes,
they
I'm happy that.
Put the league on notice, Luke. At one point,
put the league on notice?
Top seed in the league. Yeah, they did. Everyone was scared of them at one point. They had the top seed, and they were playing fantastic. And everybody was on notice.
Did you question who they were playing at that time?
Yeah, but, Lou. At the beginning of the summer, everyone was worried that Mac wouldn't last two games or three hits in the league. I mean,
true.
We got a lot to be thankful for here. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Shane, I'm good.
But,
that's it.
But to act like if the Bills showed you anything, is that the balance of power can shift. It has. You're not the best. No one's scared of you anymore. No one's intimidated by you anymore. I tell you what, they're intimidated and scared of the Buffalo Bills.
Allen is 4-1 his last five games against you. Matter of fact, the Miami Dolphins are now what, 4-2?
Yeah, the only team that you
in the last 3 years
is the Jets, and everybody bullies the Jets.
You have a Josh Allen problem for a long time, or at least for the next 5 years in this division. Now, I know sports is an entertainment business, and you just kind of want to be entertained. I don't know. Were you entertained Saturday night?
Did you enjoy watching that Saturday night? That was not an entertaining game.
I mean, was that fun?
That was like a funeral. That was depressing. It was sad. It was uncomfortable to watch. It's like, oh, somebody throwing the towel. It felt like Rocky III.
It felt like that
not Rocky
team,
IV, sorry, the Russian.
It felt like
throw the damn towel.
The defense quit. It felt like the defense quit. And the staff, like some of the decisions on fourth down, it seemed like they were trying to just minimize the damage, you know, the score. You know, rather than going for it on 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-8, it was like, let's just punt. Maybe we can stop them and try to, you know, I don't know, maybe lose by 20 instead of 30. Yeah. I don't know.
He dies.
Yeah. Just didn't like the whole thing.
Throw the damn towel.
Didn't like the whole approach. All right, listen, we're waiting. We might be talking to, hopefully, Matthew Slater here in the next half hour or so. Get the captain to call in, get his thoughts on Saturday's game. We'll continue taking your calls at 617-779-7937. Talking about the future of the Patriots, talking about what you saw. And, oh, yeah, by the way, at what point in that game did you know this thing was over? We'll discuss it next on Maloney and Fourier.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.